I who was once a day courted by many, now am most scornfully slighted by thee. Others some reason had, thou ne'er had any, returning with disdain my courtesy. Slave to affection and thy sweet complexion, thus far I have been, but no longer shall be. A rash election goes not by direction of the weak feminine amorous we.
Madam, your modesty hath been too rigid in putting such mistakes betwixt you and me. You know that in nature our sex are obliged to give the first onset when objects we see. But thy unparalleled virtue, birth beauty, in such a measure surpasseth my degree, that with a sad heart I deem it my duty, far from such needless presumptions to flee.
Did not my modesty plead me a lover, when fortune blessed me with thy company? Did not my blushes a passion discover, when thou was absent yet talking of thee? Did not I court thee, although against nature? What greater symptoms of love can there be? So be thou no longer an insensible creature, but freely venture and welcome to me.
Through all the regions to fly I'll dare venture, sure Cupid will lend me wings to follow thee. Yea, like a pilgrim all round the earth censure, or like Leander I'll hazard the sea. Silent love's scorching flames long I endured. What greater torment than this can there be? All this I have suffered, nay more when assured, my dearest soul, that my love's welcome to thee.